Thank you for joining us. Jesus tells us to watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Let us remember his words as we join our special guests, Brother Dan Goodwin and Dr. Charles Hiltabiddle, as they remind us of how to watch and pray.
We want to talk about an important subject today that we did for a TV show called Shadow of the Four Horsemen.
Foreshadowing.
Boy. And basically what we're saying is, and what we said in the program, was that the Four Horsemen of Revelation 6, and let me just read a couple verses here while we're at it. Revelation 6, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. Now, this is the first seal of the seven seal book, and this is the beginning, basically, of the all the judgments that are going to happen down here on the earth after the rapture. When he'd opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts. By the way, thunder, if people are wondering, what's with thunder?
Yes.
Thunder means there's a storm coming. You hear thunder, what does that mean? Yep. You start putting the windows up, you go out and get the awning down.
It's coming.
Yeah, thunder means bad stuff coming, storm coming. And so I heard, as it was thunder, one of the four beasts saying, and I like this, come and see. Mm-hmm. He's talking to John now.
Because he's up in heaven. And
John just got raptured.
Looking over the banister rail.
And the beast says, come and see, John. And I visualize John leaning over a balcony.
Yeah.
I realize that's just me thinking. But hang on, John. Don't fall, but look, we'll come and see.
Yeah.
And he looks and he sees a horse. Verse 2, and I saw and behold a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow and a crown, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And then, of course, it goes through the next
two verses for each one of the riders.
Yeah. And there's four horsemen. You got the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse. Mm-hmm. And they each mean, of course, the white horse is the global system being kind of overseen now by the Antichrist.
You're watching it as of this week. I don't know when week this is going to thing, but I'm telling you, the things that have taken place on a world scale of nations giving their sovereignty over to a global entity.
Yeah,
that's pretty major.
So we got this globalism stuff here that's here. We can see it, and the World Health Organization that is now.
You take that and add it to the financial guys that are reshaping the financial things. You got all the major things of life being totally reshaped in a world organization.
Yeah. And who would have ever thought that they were going to use our health and health care to push us into globalism.
Yeah.
And now it looks like the United States is surrendering its sovereignty, and the World Health Organization is going to get to tell us where we can go, when we can go, how long we can be there.
Well, all they have to do is say, hey, this is a pandemic, and it's all over.
I'll tell you what to do. Let's bring in our new correspondent, Miss Tiffany Drew, and she's going to come with us every now and then. She's going to give us some news reports. I think this would fit here. So remember, we got to knock two minutes off that. Let's let her bring her report. So let's bring Tiffany in.
Did you know that the Biden administration is working to give sovereignty of America over to the World Health Organization? Hi, I'm Tiffany Druin. I am a journalist with ThirdAdam.com. It is a Christian news website that was began by missionary Spencer Smith for Christians. May 22nd through May 28th, the World Health Assembly will be reviewing and voting on measures that will result in over 190 nations giving their sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. If this is approved, then the World Health Organization will have unprecedented power over these nations and their resulting laws and implementations of processes in case there are other pandemics. If this is approved, the process will be formalized and began in November of this year. This will be reviewed throughout the process, and the finalized versions and finalized stages will be reviewed in 2024 by the 77th UN World Council. For more information and more detail on this news story, as well as other news stories, visit thirdadam.com. Thank you.
right. So that's the story about the World Health Organization.
It's happened. We're here. We're there.
The president surrendering our sovereignty to an outside body that wasn't elected.
And I'm telling you, I'm convinced if the previous election hadn't happened, this would have taken place 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But God's plan was not in proper timing yet. And I really believe that God gave us Mr. Trump as a season of grace to slow that thing, because look at it put a crippling in the global system.
Yeah.
And they're back on track rolling again now. Yeah.
And it's going fast forward.
It's making up what it thinks it lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Four Horsemen. Now you and I have some books. Let's talk about that. I have a Revelation study guide on my website, mm-hmm. and everything is on Prophecy in the Spotlight, right there on the front page. So if anybody's interested, I have a Revelation study guide. I have a chapter by chapter study. Where I give the theme for each chapter, I give the timelines and mm-hmm. Some application.
Yep. And I'll throw this in. It's on the shelf that everybody can
It's
understand.
On the bottom shelf. It really is.
It's not deep theological study. Yeah. It's practical in its application.
Yeah. And I think it'd be a big help to people.
Yes.
And a lot of folks have gotten it, and it's helped mm-hmm. them with the book of
sure.
Revelation. It explains the parenthetical chapters and
Absolutely.
Passages. And if you don't understand those, you'll never
get lost in the book of Revelation.
You'll never figure out the timelines of anything. And now, Doc, you have two CDs on the website,
yes.
crossingspotlight.com. You've got one called When History Repeats Itself. I've got them yeah. right here. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see them here in my hand. But if you're listening by radio, you can only hear me talk about them. When History Repeats Itself, how long are these? Like an hour?
About an hour long each. Uh-huh. They're messages that I preached.
Now, that's one ugly dude on that horse. I know on the radio you can't see it. That's the ugliest dude I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's the black horse.
Yeah.
And you've got a real skinny guy with his ribs.
Yeah, because it's famine. And he's got a balance because it's inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're already watching both of those in our world today.
He doesn't look good, Doug. He doesn't look happy at all.
Because the next guy coming behind him is death and pestilence. Yeah.
And you have another CD here called The Four Horsemen
of
the Apocalypse.
Yeah, I take all four of them, put them together, and help folks understand the layout and what's happening. But that third horseman, the black rider, boy, I'm telling you, that's a repeat of what took place in Joseph's day and Pharaoh.
Right.
Explain
that a little bit. We got a few minutes here. Explain that again.
Back in those days, that's a 6-month growing cycle. We operate in our world here on a 12-month. In other words, we only have one major season for planting and harvesting. Mm-hmm. But in the Middle East, they have that rotation of every 6 months.
Is that because of the climate?
Because of the climate and their association to the equator. And so they would have a 6-month food supply from this harvest, and then they would plant their seed for the next 6 months, and they'd be ready to go. And so what happened in the famine, they ate that, and then they ate their seed, and they said, wait a minute, what are we going to do? So then 6 months is up, so the next 3 years they're buying crops, or they're buying grain from Pharaoh's bins down there in Egypt. So you add it up. When you get in chapter 49 of Genesis, you discover that the end of the third year, they come and they say, we sell our souls to Pharaoh to stay alive.
And
history is going to repeat itself in the middle
like
of tribulation.
Because right at the middle of the tribulation, the two witnesses are killed. The 144,000, they turn to the Lord, and they're chased. And Antichrist says he's going to kill all the Jews. Yep. And right in there somewhere is where the mark of the beast begins.
That's where it's at.
And now we know why people run to get it, because they're starving to death.
They're starving to death. The financial people are trying to tell you already now that you'll never own anything and be happy. And by that time, you won't have any reason to.
And they're really saying that.
They're really saying it.
The globalist people are saying you'll have nothing and you'll be happy.
Yeah.
You'll own nothing and be happy.
And in other words, you'll be happy to have whatever the government tells you you can have.
See, that contradicts
to stay alive.
All that we believe, all that democracies understand and free people.
Yes.
There's something about owning property that's so important.
God made man, and what did God make when he made Adam?
Made him a garden.
Made him a garden, made him responsible, and gave him dominion.
Yeah.
And man cannot fully function without a challenge to overcome or something to rule over dominion. To own nothing and to be happy is opposite of how God made man in his image.
Do you realize that that would make a great booklet to put out, that topic right there?
That's
powerful. What you just said, God made man, gave him a garden to oversee, responsibility for.
I'll think
you don't
that.
Work, you don't eat, you got to till your ground. Yeah. And yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, but it is.
That's, and communism and socialism is just the opposite.
Communism takes God out, and as a result, it changes what God, when God made Adam,
takes
made him
away
what?
The work ethic.
In his image. And so what the devil is working at is to change the purpose of humanity. Man can never be satisfied, can never be fully happy, unless he's in the pursuit of dominion for something in his life.
Yeah, a man needs something to live for. Isn't the old saying, as soon as a guy retires, it isn't long he dies, because he's nothing to live for anymore.
Well, that's why I'm staying busy.
Yeah. Well, I'm helping with that.
Amen. Yeah, you are.
Well, let's see. We got about 45 seconds, Doc. What would you say to somebody watching on YouTube or somebody listening to the radio? What would you say to somebody watching
or
listening?
Well, I'd say, number one, you want to make sure you're saved. Because if you're not born again, if you've never received Christ your Savior, you'll miss the rapture and you'll face all of the things of the tribulation. So, number one, realize you're lost. Secondly, realize how much God loved you. God loved you so much, he sent his son to Calvary's cross. Jesus loved you so much, he gave his blood and death on Calvary's cross. Thirdly, if you realize this is how much God loved me, and God said if I'd ask him, he'd save me. It's really not complicated, Dan.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Yeah. And so I encourage people, and then beyond that, make sure you do everything you can to reach your family with Christ.
Yeah.
Of all the people you ought to care about, it ought to be your own family.
Yeah, your kids, your mom and dad, your brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And then move on to
and
a
then
neighbor,
move on to your neighbor,
someone at work,
and everybody else.
Relatives, grandparents.
Yep. Share the gospel with everybody you can.
All right, we're out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Until next time, keep your eyes on them skies.